Mr. Paul, it was on a Sunday, I think. We had arrived a couple of days ago and the heat was killing us all. Even before we entered the real battle, we were having a tough time. There was this joyful mood in the base camp, and nothing except our clothes and weapons revealed the truth of our mission. People talked like they were at home, talking about their wives and daughters. I tried not to think about my own family. It would just make me realize what great danger I was in and how much I actually had to lose. Later that day, we received orders to be ready at 1300 hours. Suddenly all the chit-chatting came to an end. The guys looked at each other with fear painted in their faces. Reality kicked in and we all knew that it would begin today. The fight against communism. We were fighters of the free world. We were protecting our women and kids at home. Indirectly, you know. We met at the center of the camp. Our orders were to clean a small village, small Vietnamese village. We were to get in and then kill all the men that were able to fight. Of course, women and children were allowed to live, but just not in this village. Our captain told us that the village was an important strategic point which would ensure safe import of supplies to other American soldiers. We marched for three whole hours, and at the time we got to the village, many of us were exhausted and dehydrated. We moved forward as quietly as possible. Everything was quiet, nothing but the insects in the air made a noise. I checked the forest at my left briefly and felt certain that the village contained nothing but civilians. Just another day at the office. One of my fellow soldiers signalized that the next hut was clear. The village seemed abandoned. The next second my comrade lay dead on the dusty ground while bullets flew through the air. And here my own memory fails to provide. The next thing I remember is swinging up in a small hut made of bamboo sticks and isolated with clay. The sun was rising above the trees outside. I remember thinking that I must have slept for at least 10 hours